Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, Server and Client Concept. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Backend Development in the Backend Development for Data Scientists course. In this lesson, we'll explore the definitions of server-side and client-side processes, how servers and clients communicate, and practical examples of these processes in action. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to differentiate between server-side and client-side processes and understand their interactions. Main content definition of server-side and client-side. To grasp the server and client concepts, it's essential to define what each term means. The server is a powerful computer or system that hosts, delivers, and manages resources or services to other computers, known as clients. Servers handle requests from clients and provide the necessary data or functionality. Often, servers run continuously to ensure availability and responsiveness. On the other hand, the client is typically a device, such as a computer, tablet, or smartphone, that accesses services from a server. Clients initiate communication with the server by sending requests for information or services. The interaction between the two is a fundamental aspect of web functionality, as it allows users to interact with applications and retrieve data seamlessly. How servers and clients communicate. The communication between a server and a client occurs over a network, commonly using the internet. This process typically follows a model known as the client-server architecture. When a client wants to access a service, it sends a request to the server using a specific protocol, most commonly HTTP, Hypertext Transfer Protocol, for web applications. Here's a simplified breakdown of the communication process. Request: the client sends a request to the server. This could be a request for a web page, an image, or any other data. Processing: the server receives the request, processes it, which may involve fetching data from a database or performing calculations, and prepares a response. Response: finally, the server sends the response back to the client. This response could be the requested web page, an error message, or any other type of data. This cycle ensures that clients can access the information they need while the server manages the resources and services efficiently. Understanding this communication flow is critical for anyone interested in back-end development. Examples of server and client processes. To illustrate the server-client interaction further, let's consider a few practical examples you might encounter in a business context. Online shopping. Imagine you are browsing an e-commerce website. When you click on a product, your device, the client, sends a request to the server hosting the website. The server processes the request and sends back the product details, including images, descriptions, pricing, and availability. This seamless interaction allows you to make informed purchasing decisions. Streaming services: when you use a streaming service, such as a video platform, your device communicates with the server to access content. When you select a movie, your client sends a request to the server, which then streams the video data back to you. The server manages the heavy lifting of hosting and delivering high-quality video while your device focuses on playback and user interaction. Social media platforms: when you log into a social media platform, your device acts as a client, sending login credentials to the server. The server verifies your credentials and responds with your profile information, friends list, and newsfeed. The continuous interaction allows you to post updates, like content, and communicate with others in real time. These examples demonstrate how the client-server model operates across various applications, enhancing user experiences and enabling dynamic interactions. Conclusion. In this lesson, we explored the key concepts of server-side and client-side processes, how they communicate, and practical examples illustrating their interactions. You now have a solid understanding of how servers and clients work together to provide services and resources. This foundational knowledge will be crucial as we delve deeper into back-end development in subsequent lessons. Reflection questions: how would you explain the difference between server-side and client-side to someone new to technology? Can you think of a situation where server-client communication might fail? What implications would that have for the user experience? Reflect on your own experiences with online services. How do you see the client-server model influencing your interactions with technology?